Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Kyle Malin, who is the editor of the MERS newsletter. Good evening, Kyle. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Cheryl?
I'm doing all right. We knew after the 2010 census that things were going to change in terms of districting in the state of Michigan with the loss of population and the loss of a seat, a congressional seat. You recently have commissioned a redistricting and redrawing, and you've come up with, commissioning it done with by Target Insight, things are going to look different.
Yeah, things are going to look a lot different because the congressional maps are going to be redrawn. We're only going to have 14 districts as opposed to 15, and that's because we didn't gain population compared to the rest of the country. So there's going to be a lot of other states out there that are going to get more congressional seats, and we're losing one. And so what we did is we commissioned a map with former Epic MRA Vice President Ezra Polis, who's now with Target Insight, and we asked them, now, what would a map look like if we had compact districts that followed a traditional state and federal standards of keeping, by and large, every district together, not sprawled all over the place and gerrymandered for political purposes. Every district has the same amount of votes. Detroit and the African-American population there would get two districts to comply with the U.S. Voter Rights Act. How would these districts look? And so we got our maps, and we released them on Monday at a press conference and showed everyone this is what a map would look like that would have five Republican seats, five Democratic seats, four swing districts, and all of them in a fairly compact area with very few breaks in geography, be it county breaks, township breaks. We've only got 10 county breaks in this whole map and very few breaks in the cities. We were able to do that with such minimal breaks just because we were able to find joint areas and didn't take politics into consideration, which is what happens when these maps get drawn by the legislature.
Well, it seems simple. I mean, what you're talking about, isn't that the way that it ought to be done?
I mean,
it seems so logical. You're talking about the gerrymandering for political and people, pulling and tugging to, get an advantage. What you commissioned, the map, which was the word I was searching for that I stumbled over at the beginning, this seems like such a simple and logical way to do it.
Yeah, but what happens is when you're dealing with political people who are getting involved in a very political process, like drawing maps for political allies or political friends or enemies, things get very technical. And, you don't want to put, let's say, if you're a Republican, and that's what the legislature is here, it's all Republican with a Republican governor and a Supreme Court, that a majority of which were nominated by Republicans. And so they have to keep certain things in mind. They don't want to put two incumbents in against each other, for example. They want base districts for the legislature to have a majority of Republican in most cases so that when they run for re-election in 2012, the maps are already stacked in their favor. And it would be the same way if the Democrats were in charge. So I don't want to say the Republicans are doing anything that the Democrats wouldn't do. It's just the way that it works. You have the power of the pen, and you can draw the districts how you want. And so that's why we wanted to see what would happen if you took politics out of the equation, what maps would look like, because we have a feeling that when the final maps get released later this summer, that they will definitely look a little strange.
By comparison, I'm thinking that, Kyle, you ought to enter it. There's that competition to draw the redistricting maps.
Yeah.
I'm thinking you want to enter this one.
Yeah, I know Jocelyn Benson, the former Secretary of State candidate, has got that competition out there. We're not out to win any competition. We just wanted to show folks that this could be done. I know there's a lot of talk of what we should do as far as getting hearings and getting people in and getting buy-in. But I think it was more important just to put something out there just to get a talking point started. For example, the city of Lansing. Who would represent the city of Lansing under the maps that we put out? It would be Tim Walberg. It would not be Mike Rogers anymore because of the way the population shifts. We would have a little section of Delhi Township represented by Bill Huizenga from the Zealand area. It's just how things kind of stretched over in that way. Mike Rogers would still have a little bit of Ingham County. Since Ingham County is kind of in the middle of the state, it gets kind of eaten up more than the other areas because when you draw these maps, kind of start from the outside boundaries and work in. And since Lansing is smack dab in the middle, we get kind of cut up a little bit. But Tim Wahlberg would still have the Jackson County area and then the southern counties. And to the north of us in Clinton County, Mike Rogers would still represent that area in Shiawassee and Livingston County over to our east. So, you know, is this going to be the map that the Republicans adopt? No. No, and we don't have any visions that it would be, and that wasn't the reason why we did it. The reason we did it is just to get conversations started because when these maps get introduced, Cheryl, everybody takes a look at them, and it's like, oh, okay, well, this is what we're going to do, and we're just going to go ahead and ram them through the legislature and get them passed and signed into law. And there's not really any discussion about, well, could you have done this? Could you have done that? I don't anticipate there's going to be a lot of that coming out.
Well, it sounds like this is, as you said, it gets people talking, and it's a jumping off point. They can look at it, and if they don't like what they see, then, you know, there's folks that can be working hard.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's absolutely right. And we hear that there's legislators out there who are already bending the ear of the folks who are on the committee to, you know, hey, I'd like to have a district that looks like this, and hey, can you make sure this municipality is in my district, and, you know, if you can get me into this congressional district, be nice. I mean, there's a lot of that going on. In fact, one of the members of the House campaign committee, somebody named Marty Nolenberg, who's already announced that he wants to run against Gary Peters in Oakland County for that congressional seat. So he's got an active part in trying to maybe make that district a little bit more Republican to his advantage. Back in 2001, Thad McCotter was in charge of developing the maps for the Senate, and he made sure that he drew himself a congressional district that he ran from and was able to win and has been able to hold for the last five terms. So, you know, these things are common. It's something that you got to look forward or got to look for when they get introduced, but we thought it interesting that if we take partisanship out of it, what would happen? And what we found is that Mike Rogers would actually be in the same district as Thad McCotter, and Thad McCotter's district would actually go away. That's not something that I see happening, though, with Republicans trying to match.
Well, another little aside, U.S. Rep. Candace Miller would need to move a little bit north to live in her seat under the new redistricting maps.
You know, it's funny. We talked with Pete Lund, who's a state representative in charge of the state house committee in charge of drawing these maps, and we asked him what he thought about the MERS maps and the Target Inside maps, and he laughed and he said, actually I like them because I would have a congressional district all to myself, and Candace Miller would have to move into my district and I would get to call her a carpetbagger. I think he was kidding, but you know, that's the kind of stuff that people look at when these kind of maps get circulated.
Well, I think it's fascinating. Like I said, it seems like a very common sense approach to me. It'll be interesting to compare this to what we end up with.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Very good. Well, Kyle, I wish I had more time. You know how this is up against these breaks. As always, I appreciate your time and your perspective and your knowledge on the subject. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, Cheryl.
Thank you. Kyle Millen, editor of the MERS newsletter. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.